To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We're into the month of December. I have a few Christmas questions and just general nonsense. It's the Cookie Jar brought to you by Moran Chevrolet. The first question, would you rather get dumber or uglier? Got to pick one.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I don't have far to fall in either one. I guess I'm on radio, so I guess I'd rather get uglier. Got a face for radio. Might as well keep going that direction. If I get dumber, it makes it a lot harder to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think eventually everyone gets a little uglier as they age anyway.
Not the smoke show that is
Martha Stewart.
Oh, well, she was beautiful when she was younger. She is everyone. Yes, you get uglier as you age anyway.
Yeah.
So I think I'd rather get uglier. And as I get really old, which is the goal, right? To live to 100.
Sure.
I want to have all of my cognitive abilities still with me. So
with your faculties.
Yeah. So I think I'd go uglier.
I'd rather be uglier. The pretty boy who's dumb as a box of rocks as a character in a movie is easily lampooned. Although the ugly, nerdy, nebbish kind of guy who's really smart and uses his brain power, it's kind of like a game respect game kind of thing, that character. So I'll go with uglier.
Definitely uglier. I mean, I want my brains as I get older.
Mm-hmm. I was tempted because they say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
Like dumb people are happier, but I agree. I'd rather get uglier and maintain some level of intelligence.
Sure.
All right. Spotify Wrapped, Apple Music replays, whatever you use, they're out. I'm very curious. Who did you listen to most this year?
This is a little bit funny. And I'm nervous because I don't know if how people are going to believe me or not, but I'm not going to give you my top three, but I'll give you a portion of my top six. Coming in at number six for me is the U.S. Coast Guard band for the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, my gosh.
America over here.
Uh-huh. Some of that is Teddy. He loves hearing it. And some of it is me. I just kind of start my morning that way. Number two is a little Guns N' Roses,
all right.
Sweet Child of Mine. And number one, I'm sure this will not be hard for anybody to believe, is the Victors.
No, it's not.
It is. Yeah.
That's so cheesy. Heather, what about you?
Okay, so
where's Tucker Carlson?
Oh.
Huh? Yes, it's not podcasts.
I don't actually have either of these, so I don't have an actual list of the top songs I listen to, but I am no longer in control of what I listen to in my house. My daughter is.
Oh.
So it would probably be, number one would be the Frozen soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
Number two would be the Moana soundtrack, one or two. And then the third would either be the Beach Boys, because we listened to a lot of Barbara Ann when Brooks was starting to talk.
Oh, sure.
Ba, ba, ba. That's all he would say.
Uh-huh.
So we listened to that. Yeah. Or Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Moana 1 is a way better soundtrack than Moana 2.
Yes, I agree.
Podcast, The Greatest Generation.
Okay.
Which is a Star Trek podcast, by the way. Artist, R.E.M., and my number one song was Fit Right In from the My Little Pony, A New Generation soundtrack.
Oh my gosh.
Something my son really loves to listen to and hear, so we play that in replay when we went to the doctors.
Nice.
Podcast was Cash a Ticket, so I knew what Jim was picking.
Hasn't helped you.
No. You're ready for that.
You could all use a listen now and then, huh?
Yeah. There's some voices I don't care to hear.
Bands, all old school 90s stuff still. Linkin Park, Nine Inch Nails, Alice in Chains.
My three most listened to bands. Green Day was number one.
Okay.
Blink 182 was number two.
Uh-huh.
And I weirdly got into a Simon and Garfunkel kick, which I don't know how that happened, but they were my number three most listened to artist.
Okay.
Little Cecilia when I was watching Stick.
Okay.
All right. When you think of Christmas, you think of what song?
I would. I guess I'd have to say either Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph. Either one of those.
For sure, Rudolph. That's a great one. Jingle Bell Rock is a big song in our house right now, so maybe Jingle Bell Rock.
I'm laughing at that Frosty the Snowman, because in the news we just found out that Frosty had hoes.
Yeah. Yes. He was a player.
I'm thinking of the only Christmas song, This Christmas by Donny Hathaway.
It's a great one.
Mine is Holly Jolly Christmas.
Okay.
I love it. So festive.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee.
All great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real or fake Christmas tree?
I would prefer, and I was always defer to real, but with a four-year-old, we have gone with the fake tree for now.
Which is surprising because I thought you'd want to take Teddy out and bring the saw and have him help you cut it down.
Oh, sure. Yes. But yeah, all I need is for him to, because he likes to play with the tree and he's always putting bows on it. We got his little area where he gets to decorate it. And I mean, he would get poked in the eye. He would have sap all over himself.
All right.
Yeah.
We're a fake tree family. I've never had a real tree in my entire life.
Oh, real trees are game changers.
I've always been scared of tree fires. I've always been scared of fires for some reason, and that frightens me.
Well, you
me.
Don't put the real candles on there. They're I just know.
You do the lights, but there's...
What if they overheat, John?
Yes, and then you have to water it. The pine needles fall off. Yeah, no, not
Pets,
for me.
Pets, kids, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, fake tree.
Fake tree easily. I mean, look, I don't know why you would want a real one, to be quite honest with you.
The smell.
The mass. Yeah, you can get some spray, John.
I think it's the memories of going to pick it out.
Yeah, like, there's so much about it.
I do like
it.
That.
And trust me, and it may be as early as next year, with Teddy being five. I think he'll be at the age where we've got two trees up. One will always be fake, but the one in the main room, I'm pushing hard for it to be a real tree.
Fake tree. It's easier. I remember growing up, though, going and picking out the tree, and we had one growing up. They're just a lot of work.
They don't last as long.
They last as long as you need them to last.
Mm.
Appropriate use of effort, John.
Yes.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you put lights on your tree, top to bottom or bottom to top?
Or pre-lit?
Well, that's my answer. I'm not putting lights on the tree.
So we do go pre-lit, but Lisa will always add lights to the tree. And I think you have to go top to bottom, or you get to the top and there's just so many more lights left over. It's or you come up short. You certainly don't want to come up short. So I think you have to go top to bottom.
It's interesting. I've never put the lights on from the top. I always start at the bottom. We have two trees, too. One is pre-lit. One, you have to put the lights on. Mm-hmm. And I always start at the bottom. I make sure the cord can plug into the outlet I want, and then I start there. And
I plug the cord in. I run an extension cord up the middle of the tree.
It sounds like a lot of work.
But it works out perfectly. It's all about effort.
I mean, either way, you could have too much lights left over.
Yeah, but I have a better way. I would rather unplug them and unscrew the light bulbs.
Oh no, that's behind the tree.
And that way it looks perfect.
Says the man who does sock shoe. Way more effort.
Where's the smarm alarm? Come on, this is the first time we get a chance to hit her with it.
I know.
You guys sound like an old married couple right now.
Clearly, it's not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce here.
Pre-lit tree, but I think in the olden days, back when I was a young lad in Brighton, Michigan, I think we put them on bottom to top.
That's what I would think too.
Yeah, bottom. They're lit as warm. You do it, and you're building it up to the top. And
crescendo.
If you don't have a light problem,
exactly.
And if you have a few too many at the top at the end, you can hide them within the tree. You never have too many lights
on a
tree.
You go top to bottom.
And I'm going to say this right now: pre-lit trees suck. They don't last as long, so you get rid of them. It's a trick.
Oh, I don't know. We've had a pre-lit tree for I don't know, going on 8 years now.
You will use an artificial tree longer if you don't get a pre-lit tree, because the lights will start having problems, or you'll get a section where they're out and you can't get them to work no matter what. And then you'll get a new tree. When you don't need a new tree, you just need the lights.
No,
or you just don't plug those in and you just put new lights on. Yeah.
You could do that too. Hey, couple quick texts. John is literally Stan from American Dad. Pops out of bed every morning singing, "Good morning, USA." And
America.
And I love this one. The uglier or dumber conundrum will forever be referred to as the Rieger conundrum.
Well, so if you're neither?
It's just other people are viewing it.
Huh.
All right, guys, that's a cookie jar. Moran Chevrolet 97.1.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.